An art gallery in Old City, Philadelphia has been transformed into a doctor's office so that an artist can perform as a doctor for one audience member at a time. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports the artist will see you now.
Emma Sulkowitz will perform her piece called The Healing Touch Integral Wellness Clinic 130 times in 3 weeks. Each performance is a half-hour appointment with an individual, kind of like a therapy session, and it's based on a fairly personal questionnaire that the patient fills out beforehand. The stated intention of the clinic is to cure you of your desires. Sulkowitz says the whole premise is merely a jumping-off point to be able to talk about why people seek out art in the first place.
I'm interested in what kinds of desires are we seeking to fulfill when we go to the museum, when we go to a gallery, when we go to even a theater show. What are we doing?
Sulkowitz achieved notoriety a few years ago for a performance piece called Carry That Weight, or The Mattress Performance. While a senior at Columbia University, she carried a mattress everywhere she went for the whole year. It was meant to bring attention to the university's refusal to expel her accused rapist, a fellow student. The university could not find enough evidence to convict. The controversial performance was the centerpiece of a national conversation about sexual assault on college campuses and, as a backlash, the right of the accused to innocence until proven guilty. During the mattress performance, Sulkowitz was constantly approached by total strangers who wanted to share their intimate problems with her. Sometimes they would spontaneously reach out and touch her. She says it was kind of creepy.
To me, often even felt like I was like this healing object. People would touch me as if it could heal them. And at first I was really upset, but I'm like, well, maybe I have to understand that people have a need, right? People need to be healed.
The wellness clinic is her response to that perceived need. Each of the one-on-one performances is tailored to the individual who made the appointment. Sulkowitz says appointments can get very emotional, and she often slips out of character by the end. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.